We all need to be healed. And when I think of this story, and the story of Jesus and the healing power that comes from his touch, I can't think about that without thinking how God yearns to bring healing to the whole world, yearns to touch each and every one of us where we are broken, whether we're broken in our hearts, broken in our heads, broken in our bodies, and bring the touch of love, the touch of comfort, the touch of peace, the touch of healing. But since the time of Eden, and sin has come into the world, and darkness and evil has come into the world, and the world, as God created it, has slowly worked to destroy itself. If you're an Old Testament scholar at all, you watch the marching of that death and destruction throughout the history of Israel. And you hear of God's love and desire to call us back into a right relationship with God and a right relationship with our world. And he desires so strongly that we be healed. He desires so strongly that we care for one another, that we love one another, that we care for the widow, that we care for the orphan, that we care for the alien in our midst, that we care for the one that does not look like us, that we care for the one that does not act like us, that we care for those who are dealing with whatever ism that is part of their lives. That if we have felt that healing touch within our life, God's desire is that we extend our hand and touch the ones who need to be healed. The ones who need to know that they have been loved. I want you to think about that woman who for 12 years had been dealing with issues of blood, with issues of her reproductive space. Because she was Jewish and unclean, it meant she was separate from her community. Anybody she touched would then be considered unclean and would have to go through ritual cleansing before they could be part of the community. She suffered for 12 years, separate from people, isolated, alone, seeking whoever she could find with whatever resources she had to get well. So when she walks through that crowd or crawls through that crowd or moves through that crowd in that space where Jesus is, she's taking risks because anyone who knows who she is knows she's unclean. And they cannot touch her. She cannot get near them. And she's going to touch a rabbi. She has become so desperate for healing. She's breaking all the rules to touch his cloak. Because she believes she will be healed. Not by his physical touch, but just at least touching the clothes that are on his body. If I but touch them, I will be made well. And she is. But then we have Jesus' response to that. And I'm amazed at his response to that, but more amazed at his disciples' response to that. Jesus knew immediately that someone had a need, someone had the need to receive from him, and he felt it go from him. She didn't ask. It would have been a violation. But she did it and received. But he knew the power that is his, had left him to touch someone's life and bring healing. So he asked, who was it? Now, some might say he was angry, but my thought is he needed to know who. He needed to know who needed his touch in that crowd, because it was a crowd. Who is it so I can meet you face to face? And his disciples were kind of like, well, this is a crowd. Everybody's been touching you. You've been jostled 6 or 7 times. How would we know who it was? How would they know it was them? But Jesus knew. And she knew. And if you listen very carefully in the scriptures, it says, when she came forward, afraid because she had broken temple law, afraid to divulge, she still told him the whole truth. She told him her story. He listened to her story. He listened to her faith. And then he blessed the healing she received when she touched his cloak. He says, "Go, because your faith has made you well." But then we hear this other news, because he was on his way for another healing, wasn't he? He was there to heal a synagogue, a leader in the synagogue's daughter who was on death's door. And the people come and tell him, "Jairus, your daughter's dead. Don't bother. Don't bother with the teacher anymore. All we're going to do is bury her." So the world began to creep in a new message to Jairus. Jairus, who had heard the message that Jesus heals, and believed. And Jesus' words to him were, "Do not fear, continue to believe." In the Common English Bible, it says, "Continue to trust. Continue to trust that why you came to me and asked me to heal your daughter." And did you notice at this point he gets rid of the crowd who gathered because they wanted to see a miracle, the crowd who gathered because they wanted to see a magic show. This was not a time for magic. This was a time of faith and belief and a family's need for healing. And he pushed them all away, brought them into the home, and she rose from the dead. From the touch of his hand. Touch is the most healing gift we have. That touch of a human being to another human being that says you matter. In today's world, we text, we FaceTime, we Facebook, we Instagram, we Snapchat, we Twitter, we email, we Google Hangout. I did Google Hangout this week. We have all these almost human contacts that makes us connected but doesn't truly heal us because we do not get that human-to-human touch. 2 weeks ago, I was at Breakaway. A month ago, I asked you to pray for the family of John Pritchard. John Pritchard was a conference youth. A conference youth I met in my first growth group in my very first Breakaway experience. A young man who played the guitar, who created music, who was our conference youth treasurer when he was old enough to be elected conference youth treasurer. He was raised in the church, raised in his youth group, and went off to college, and his ism was alcoholism. And he began to drown in the alcohol, moved into depression, and the connections to his conference youth family got thinner and thinner and thinner until John committed suicide. Human touch, human connection, human to human relationships can bring healing in those dark and desperate places. We as a church do much for our children, much for our aged, but there's this group that once they graduate from high school begin to get lost and the connection seems to get weaker. So how can they know the healing touch of Jesus Christ if we don't intentionally stay in contact with them? The world's gotten really scary. And as Christians, what is the loving response? How do we reach out and touch those who are different from us and learn and get to know who they are? We have the potential right here and right now, right at this place, to get to know our neighbors. Some of them may have changed. Some of them may be the same. Some of them we may not like. Some of them we may not trust. But we can't change Baltimore. We can't change Cleveland. We can't change Texas. We can't change St. Louis. We can't change Charleston. We can't change the Supreme Court. We can't change anything but our own hearts. And if Jesus' touch heals, if Jesus listening to the whole story heals, think about the healing we could do right here in this community. Because this is my belief, brothers and sisters in Christ, that I believe God has placed us all in a particular place for a particular time to do a particular thing. And it's like the pebble in the water. If we don't make the change here, then it cannot ripple out. But if we're throwing stones at each other, and then the walls begin, they become stone walls. But if we touch the lives of those who need to know that they are of significance and that they are loved just as they are, just as we are. I'm a poor and broken, sinful preacher who can't even seem to get a bulletin straight. But I also do so many other things wrong every day. And my list of undone work grows and grows. Your homecoming letter is probably going to be 2 weeks past due date. Because you'll see a date on the letter and you'll get it 2 weeks later. But you'll get it. But we look at the things that go wrong rather than the beauty of what is right in our world. So in just a few moments, I'm going to offer an opportunity to come forward and pray for healing. I have healing oil for those who want to be anointed. But if we could change this place through the power of the Holy Spirit in God, because the power was from Jesus and no one else that brought this healing. If we can change this place, then when we send Austin and Lacey and CT, and I've forgotten your names, you haven't been around so long. But if we, when we send them out into the world and they're doing their thing, guess how? And Matthew, guess how they're doing it? They're doing it knowing about a relationship of God and Jesus Christ, and they're sharing that good news where they go, and they also know they can come back here and be refilled. We all need to be healed. Our nation needs to be healed. Our world needs to be healed. God yearns, creation groans for the healing and the return to that right relationship with God and with one another. So, let's not wait till we're as desperate as the woman in the scripture and as Jairus in the scripture. Let us know that we can come as soon as we need God's healing touch. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.